What did I say about misbehaving? How many times do I have to tell you? Gosh, feels like routine at this point. What? Do you just forget everything that I've said just to piss me off? Well, it's working. But you understand that with acting this way comes consequences. Well, of course. Indeed, you have the freedom to do whatever you want. You could disobey me every single day if you wanted. It doesn't make you free from your consequences. You are fully aware what happens when you disobey me. Yet you choose to anyway. It makes me wonder, are you addicted to the idea of being punished? Is that who you are? You can't even bring yourself to look at me. With such a simple question too. Just a yes or a no. What, do I need to wrench the answer out of you or something? Because if that's what I need to do, then that's what I'm going to do. You don't leave any stone unturned with me. That's our dynamic. Best to remember that. Do you understand? Good. Good. I don't want to wish to repeat myself numerous times over. But as for your naughty behavior recently, it's only natural for you to receive punishment. I must keep you, my little pet, in line. So you remember what happens when you decide to disobey me. And you'll think twice before doing it again. But I feel like I'm just repeating myself at this point. Didn't I say this last time? And you still refuse to listen to me? Oh, then we're going to have to step it up a bit. I feel like you don't respect me. And after all that I've done for you, do you understand that you're my favorite pet? I allowed you off the hook so many times because you were my favorite. Yet even then, you still go out of your way to disobey me. So since there's been a level of disrespect, I think it's only fair that you receive what you deserve. Oh, don't look at me like that. You like being punished, don't you? That's why we have to do this so often, huh? Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. Sit. There you go. I love your little obedient side. But I must say, I am taking a liking to your disobedient side as well, since I have to encounter it so often. I might as well get used to it. But anyways, as I was saying, you're going to sit here, and you're going to keep your hands at your side, preferably holding the chair itself. The punishment is, you cannot touch me. No, you cannot. I know you quite well. You are a very, and I mean very, touchy one. You love to rub your hands on me. Especially right here. Your favorite part about me. Do you recall how soft and warm it was to the touch? Yeah? Well, good, because that's all you're going to have. Oh, the punishment hasn't even started and you're already shivering. What? Is seeing me like this turning you on? You just want to use your hands to worship my goddess-like body, don't you? That's right. I am your mistress. Oh, so now you show me the respect I deserve. The moment I threaten your ability to touch me, you become the obedient little puppy that I love so, so much. But it's too late. You should have been this way from the very beginning. But since you want to be naughty, you give me no choice. Oh my. When was the last time I sat on your lap like this? I must say, I do enjoy this. And I can tell just by looking at you. You are too. No. Oh, You're desperate to touch me, aren't you? You want to feel your hands all over my body. You would do anything to give in to your desire. But too bad. All you can do for today and the rest of this week is to be frustrated while your mistress toys with you. That is right, my little puppy. No touching for a week. Oh, is that despair in your eyes? Do you finally understand what it means to defy me? Good. Let this despair settle in so you never forget how it feels. As for me, I deserve a little bit of compensation, don't I? Well, of course. Having such a disobedient puppy has drained me. I deserve some sort of reward. I've always enjoyed touching this part of you. I've tend to notice how sensitive it can become. And having me sit on your lap like this, I can see and feel your body react just under me. Aw, you're squirming. You're reacting so well to my touch. I think I'll enjoy this. This spot right here on your neck was always one of my favorites. It looks so delicious. And I was right. You taste delicious here. Oh, already? Your body has never been so sensitive before. What's with this change? Of course, it's because you're being punished. You're dying, aren't you? You want to touch me to your heart's desire. You want to kiss my body all over, don't you? Your voice is breaking. I love it. Your desperation will always be adorable to me. Once you learn your lesson and behave, I will be sure to reward you handsomely. Until then, you will have to understand what you're missing out on. Oh, look at you beg. You're so desperate, aren't you? That's too bad. You like it when I suckle on your neck like this? I love to mark my little toys, so everyone else knows that they're my obedient little slave. Oh, that excites you, doesn't it? Of course it does. You love being mine. You love to be labeled as such things. An obedient little slave. So you better start acting like one. You're shivering so much. Is this punishment already too much for you? Remember, you have to last an entire week. If you can't even last 10 minutes. Oh, I have some news for you. No, there is no way out of your punishment. No matter how much you squirm or cry or beg, you have to do what I say. But I will say, I do have a bit of a soft spot for you. Well, of course, like I mentioned, you are my favorite pet. Seeing your face turn into this flustered mess, oh, it brings me so much joy. Oh, does that make you happy, knowing that you're satisfying your mistress? Oh, you really are adorable. I am going to enjoy every last minute of this week, turning you into an obedient mess that will never think to defy me ever again. So, I'm excited to see what this week holds.